Hey there, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you're listening to Akashic Wisdom, the radio show that helps you connect with your soul's information. That's what the Akashic Records are all about. We help you connect and understand your soul's information from a much deeper level, from a level of understanding and from a level of love and from an energetic knowing that we are all on this planet fulfilling a purpose and that we come to this world, we come to this planet with specific ideas of experiences. And the Akashic Records not only hold all that information, but they also hold the information of what your agenda, if you will, of experiences can be. We all have a wonderful potential here on this planet. We all have a wonderful idea of what's possible for ourselves. And what we are asked to do by the divine is to give ourselves the gift of being all that we can be. So I encourage you to think about that this evening. What would it be like if you were to give yourself the gift of being all that you could be? What does all that I can be mean? And so we're going to be talking a little bit about that. I so encourage your questions. This show is totally about you. It's all about life and questions. You know, the way I work with the Akashic Records, I don't consider myself a psychic. I'm not necessarily doing futures, although sometimes futures of choice come forward from the records of that you have choices around your future that you can make. And remember that your choices also help you create the you that you are meant to be. A request, if you will. I lost another kitty tonight. Allie, my Allie cat, passed. She went on to be with her sister, Kate. And so now, so I'm very sad to have lost her tonight. But I am very uplifted to be with you tonight. And so I can feel your love and I can feel your caring. And, you know, what's interesting about this program, and for those people who have listened for a while, one of the things that I know and have experienced, and based on the emails that I've gotten from you in response and feedback, is that you also can feel the divine love of the Akasha through the energetic aspect of the show. And that's the intention of the show, is to help you all experience a greater love of who you are. And it's my desire to serve you in that way. So in opening the records of the workshop, of the show, which it's interesting because it feels like a workshop every time we do this, there's information that's shared that comes forward in a different way. I learn something all the time when we do these shows, and I hope you do too. And based again on the emails that I'm getting, you're learning and appreciating and experiencing that same kind of experience of learning something. And that's the piece. It's about us really moving into our light and discovering more about who we truly are. But in honor of, you know, we've got a lot of things going on these days. One of the things the record keepers would like me to offer is that I have a private number that you can call for consultations. And so this is kind of an economic stimulus package for you. It's also, and me, as well as it's a way of really anchoring more light and helping you get more clarity. And it's an honor of you. It's an honor of humanity, if you will. So what the offer is that for the first 10 people that call with, that want a consultation with me, a 1-hour telephone consultation. As long as you mention the Akashic Wisdom Radio Show, your price for that Akashic Record consultation will only be $100. And that's a very good deal. Normally it's $90 for a half an hour. But as long as you mention the Akashic Wisdom Radio Show, for the first 10 people, you can call now, and I'll call you back at 216-691-1233. So if that's something that you've been thinking about doing, that you've been wanting to have a 1-hour telephone consultation with me, and that's something that you want to do, this would be the time to call and get your telephone number on record, and I will call you back tomorrow to schedule that. Again, that's 216-691-1233. That's not to call me on the show tonight. That's just to leave me your name and telephone number to schedule a 1-hour telephone consultation for the $100. So the first 10 people to do that, I will honor that. And I hope that's helpful to many of you. So we have some questions tonight. You know, it's very interesting. We have some questions that were emailed in. And Wisdom Seeker has sent some information, actually a lot of wonderful questions, but there's a couple that need to, that we're going to start with that seem to be a little bit more simplified, if you will. The question that we're talking about that we're going to start with is one of the questions she asked. And by the way, I should give you the telephone numbers to call me here if you'd like, if you have a question that you'd like to ask about your life or whatever. If you're in the U.S., you can call 877-876-5227. If you're in Canada, it's 888-815-8756. Or if you'd just like to call direct, you can call 530-876-3222. And I will, and then you'll be on the show. So please call with your questions to those numbers, or you can email me a question at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's info@akashic. That's akashicwisdom.com. Okay, so, and by the way, those first 10 people for the $100, if you want to email me at that address with your contact information, I can also call you. All right, so one of the questions that our Wisdom Seeker has asked is she wants to understand, it says, please ask the record keepers to describe a way to work with nature to feed all people so that no one has to starve. And that's an interesting question. And so I posed that question to the record keepers. And it was a very interesting answer because I'm going to combine it with a couple of questions she asked. This is very interesting. And she's also asked, how can we best communicate with the earth in partnership to create gardens that everyone can grow? And then she asks, how do we best heal the energy of the water so that fluoride is not harmful? What the record keepers would like, they want to talk about fluoride first. And what's important about fluoride is it has to do with your energetic field. And what the record keepers are saying is that if you were to take a glass of water and you were to actually visualize divine energy surrounding that glass of water and to actually take your hands and allow the energy of your hands to manifest. Now, for those people who are not sure what I'm talking about, if you were to take your palms and have them face each other and focus on the energy between your palms, just take a moment and focus on that energy. And you will actually, if you just quiet yourself, you need to quiet yourself first. Take a nice deep breath. Get in contact with that which is sacred within you. And focus on the energy that is between the palms of your hand. And you'll feel that there's actual pressure. It's not uncomfortable, but you'll feel that there's an energetic pressure, an energetic sensation, that it's palpable. You can actually feel the energy. It will push back between your two hands. And if you were to take your two hands, your two palms, and place that, your two palms, around the glass of water. Say those two, your one hand on one side of the glass, not really even touching the glass, but just allow the energy and the intention of energy of love to move through that glass of water. It will taste different. So you do your own taste test. Taste it, take a regular glass of tap water and taste it. And then that same glass of water, take it and put your energy of love around it. And just allow your intuition let you know when it's complete. Feel that energy around that water and then taste it. And it will have a different molecule, it will have a different energetic alignment, a different, but the actual composition of that water will have shifted. And so what's being said here is that when you're working with fluoride, it has to be on an individual basis. And the reason why they're suggesting it be on an individual basis is because everything on this planet is here for a reason. There is nothing on this planet that isn't divine. And there is nothing on this planet that doesn't have agreement by certain parts of the consciousness of the beings that have decided to incarnate at this time. And so for those individuals that are concerned about fluoride and want to dismantle the effects of fluoride in their water, the suggestion is they do it individually. I mean, naturally you can get water filters. You know, I actually sell water filters by Rockstrack water filters, and if you're interested in how to get all the different toxins out of your water, it has a ceramic filter and it has minerals that you can put in the water. It's great. I mean, I have that water system. If you're interested, again, call me and I'll give you all the information about it. But for those people who want to do it without any, like in a restaurant, for example, what you need to do is just take your hands and allow the energy to shift the molecular structure of your water. You can do it. But it takes consciousness, and it takes you being focused on love and the focus of your knowing. And so remember that by actually moving into the intention of love around that glass of water, that jug of water, whatever, you can shift the molecular structure. So I want you to know that. Right. So that's something that is important for you to know. And then, so we start with that question. Now the other question is how can we best, she wants the record keepers to describe a way to work with nature to feed all people so that no one has to starve. And to create gardens that everyone can grow. What's important for us to understand is that not everyone wants to grow a garden. Hear that. Not everyone wants to grow a garden. And there are some people who have come here for the expressed experience to understand what it, quote unquote, feels like to starve. I know that makes no sense. It doesn't have to make sense. This is not about logic. But folks, don't have to be do-gooders and fix everyone. That's not what we're about. That's not what this planet is about, by the way. That's not to say that there aren't other places within the cosmos where everyone grows their gardens beautifully and that no one starves. There are places like that in the cosmos. That's not here. That's not why you came here. That's not what's going to happen here. We have to be aware that what's important for us is to make sure that we are the change that we are looking to be or want. But it's not about fixing everyone. It's so important, you know, that's not to say that it's not wonderful to want everyone not to starve, but the reality is it's not for us to say whether they do or they don't. It's more important for us to be able to move into, let's say, a volunteer situation that assists the homeless, because that might be your purpose, or that assists the ones in the third world countries that are starving, where you go there and you help them, or you donate your dollars to them, or you donate your food to them or your clothing. The idea here is that we as a species are commanded to help one another, but not necessarily fix one another. There is a decided difference between helping and supporting and fixing. We cannot impose our will on those people who have chosen their life path, which may in fact be very different from ours. And so it's important for those people who want to live in a sustainable community to do so, absolutely to do so. For those people to decide how they want to help starving people, absolutely should do so. But it is not for us to create a planet of non-struggle, because that is what this planet is. This planet is based on struggle and will continue to be a planet of struggle, because that is the experience that you and I have decided to incarnate into. Are we evolving? Absolutely. Have we evolved over the centuries? Absolutely. And will we continue to evolve? Absolutely. But it will always, this is not to discourage anyone, but it's to help you become realistic, because there are so many people out there that somehow feel depressed or helpless that they can't, quote unquote, fix the world. And what's so important is that they not transfer their helplessness about fixing the world, when in reality it's their helplessness that they feel about fixing themselves. So what's so important now is that for you who feel responsible for others, to do what you can to support and assist, but the most important person that you have to be responsible for is your own heart and your own heart opening. One cannot live in judgment of what is happening around us and feel love at the same time, because there's basically anger about being thwarted and judgment around what isn't happening. And as we focus on the lack of what is not happening, darling ladies and gentlemen, we focus on that lack and we bring it more to us. We must focus on love. We must begin asking ourselves questions like, why is this world so abundant with possibilities for all? And not even try to answer it. Allow our subconscious to answer that question. Why is this world so abundant with possibilities for all? Why is this planet, why is this universe, why is my life so abundant with opportunities for myself and others? Don't try to answer that. Allow the universe to bring you the answer to that question. Allow yourself to begin focusing on what is right about your life, what you have now, rather than looking at what you don't. If you constantly say, why do I always procrastinate? You will continue to procrastinate. If you ask, why do I constantly self-sabotage? You will constantly self-sabotage, because the question you're asking is the question that's being brought to you, being fulfilled by the universe. So I encourage you, so if you truly want to change the planet and the world, you have to first begin with you. So how can I create a sustainable universe around me? So I would love to hear from some of you folks out there. Remember, let me give you these telephone numbers. It's 877-876-5227 if you're in the U.S. Or if you're in Canada, it's 888-815-9756. Or if you'd like to call direct, our country code is 01. It's 530-876-3222. So in what way are you helping yourself to become more loving to you? That's the question we want to ask. That's where we're at. So I don't mean to... the record keepers were very clear about helping you understand that it's not about fixing anything. It's not about fixing. It's about creating. There's a difference. There's a difference about, it's not about fixing, it's about creating. So what can you do to create a better life around you? So that's what you want to ask. By the way, if there's folks listening from the Cleveland area, change the subject for a moment. I want to let you know that my healing center, Nana's House, we're having an open house, a welcoming and dedication on February 14th from 1:30 to 4:30. So if you're in the Cleveland area and would like to attend that, please email me at info@akashicwisdom.com and I will email you all the details. So if you're in the Cleveland area or the driving area, we would love to see you. Nana's House, we're calling it Nana's House because, first of all, it was my mom that really opened my heart to spirituality, and my kids always called her Nana, and my grandkids call me Nana. So it's Nana's House, a place of nurturing transformation. So we hope that anyone who is around, in fact, if you want to drive in, you're welcome, or come from wherever you want to come, just email me and I will email you back the information. Would love to see you. You don't have to live in the Cleveland area to attend. All you have to do is email me and I'll get you the the details. So I can't wait to see all those folks who are going to be there. And we're going to have, by the way, if you're, again, in the Cleveland area, I am looking for astrologer. I'm looking for a numerologist. I'm looking for a handwriting analyst. And we are going to have cranial sacral people there. We're going to have Reiki people there, people who do angel readings, as well as myself with the Akashic Records. We're going to have workshops from every level. We're even going to be doing some yoga workshops and yoga classes there. So it's going to be a center for everyone and all different modalities. And so if you have a modality that you would like to share and you'd like a place to be able to work from, we do have some spots open. So please contact me with your information, and I'd like to really talk to you about that. So, again, let's hear from you folks. Got to know you're out there. And, you know, you don't have to agree with me. If what I said earlier, just because it's from the Akashic Records, doesn't mean that you have to agree with it. You know, we can have a wonderful debate here. That's okay with me. It's okay for you to call and ask questions about your life or make a comment on what's being said. You're totally welcome to answer or ask or comment. This show is as good as your call-in questions, because it's you who call in that really help this show come alive. And you know, there's no stupid question. There's no dumb question. Because whatever question you're thinking of, other people are thinking of as well, or else it wouldn't occur to you. So it's really time for you to go ahead and ask your questions. So I can talk to you a little bit about my alley cat, who has gone on. Alley cat came to me 9 years ago. And Alley Cat was a great friend. She was actually Katie's sister. And so she came to me actually in 2001. She came to me before Katie. And I miss her a lot. I'm going to miss her a lot. Yes, I am. So if you have a little kitty cat or a little doggy that you've lost and you need some comfort, you can call in that too. So give me a call. Let's talk. By the way, there, I know that our friend, if you remember, Lucita was talking about her little her doggy last time, and she finally named her doggy. The doggy's name is Joey, and she's got some real interesting. She emailed me actually about what that means. And so I want to let her know about that I got her email, and we corresponded back and forth. So let's just take a look at. She sent me an email actually with how she has named the puppy. She said the puppy's name is Joy, J-O-I-E, which is pronounced Joy, and from a numerology point of view, he's a communicator. And it also has some information about it being about love as well. So we have another question here. Okay. And this is, she has a couple of questions. And this is from Helena. And her question is that, let me just read this because it just, okay. So her question is that she seems to have been in limbo, stagnation, and difficult financial situation for a long while, and she wants to break through to a fulfilling life, doing God's will for me, career, relationships, and having my needs met. And she'd appreciate some insight. And so we want to talk to Helena tonight. Helena, what's interesting about, I mean, I don't have your last name, so I can't really open your records. By the way, folks, if you email me and you want a question answer, it's so much easier for you if you give me your full legal name. But what I'm hearing here, Helena, is that there's something going on, again, financially, where it seems that you were being taken care of, and now you're not being taken care of. In other words, like, it's not just the universe not taking care of you, but it was almost like there was something going on that you were looking outside of yourself for completion or for answers. And now it's time. There's a question here around, am I good enough to create a relationship with myself so that I am able to break through and receive what the universe has for me? So what's really also important about that is that your expression of saying that you regressed yourself before birth, and you experience yourself saying, I don't want to go. The reality is that we are here to accomplish what is going to be important for us to accomplish in this lifetime. And for you, what's really going to be important is for you to be able to document your struggles now. So you need to be able to start documenting this, what they're showing me is like a timeline, a story of your life. And by documenting the story of your life, you need to be able to understand where you felt off track. Something happened that took your confidence and did a nosedive. And they're also talking about the idea that somewhere you were depending on someone else for either stimulation of or acknowledgement, and somehow that was taken away. And when that was taken away, you seem to have lost your confidence. And so it's now your job to bring your confidence back, because there are underlying belief systems that what you're focusing on right now is that I can't, I haven't been able to, I won't, etc. And as long as that focuses, that's the issue here that you need to be able to really look at. And so hopefully you've heard this. If you'd like to call in, let me give you those call-in numbers, 877-876-5227 in New York, California, so you can call in here. That's U.S. Or if any of you out there are in Canada, it's 888-815-9756. Or if you're out of the country or just want to call direct, our country code is 01. It's 530-876-3222. So I'd look forward to hearing from you. Again, if you're going to email me a question, you need to email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. Okay, so I don't want to say goals, that's not the right word. Where are your thoughts of what you personally can accomplish? And what do you really believe holds you back from doing or being all that you can be? So I really want you to think about that. If in your heart you could get quiet and just think, what would have to happen to help me be all that I can be? Hello, caller.
Hi, Dave. Dana, it's Melody.
It's Donna.
Donna.
Hi.
I don't know where I'm... Donna, I'm in San Diego.
No, yes, how are you? Good.
And I've been having some issues with my neck.
Your neck?
My neck. And,
okay.
Went to an exercise class last week and did some neck exercises. And right after the class, I was nauseated and I was sick for 3 days, just like I had the stomach flu.
Huh.
All connected to my neck. And my neck has been giving me problems for about the last 2 years. And I've been asking what is the issue that is tied up in my neck. I did some breath work yesterday and came up with one conclusion, and I just want to see if I'm on the right track with that.
Okay.
So
the first thing that... Is it on the right side of your neck or the left side?
It's both sides.
So, like, if you turn your head, either way?
If I turn my head to the left, it's my neck is tight. But I think you're on the right track, that it seems to be more on the left.
Uh-huh.
But it's tight all the way around.
Well, first of all, first thing that comes forward here is that there's something going on in your life that is creating, and I know this sounds really kind of hokey, but what they're saying is that you're being very stiff-necked about, stubborn about, not wanting to see the reality of, not allowing your truth to come forward, and what it's doing, it's exaggerating your sense of loss, and it's also exaggerating your sense of suffocation. Now, I don't know what the suffocation is, but there seems to be an area of your life where it's almost like you've got your head in a noose. And so I don't know what relatives are causing that, but it has to do with relatives. It also, what I'm hearing, it also has to do with a past life in Salem. It also has to do with how are things going with your mother and sister these days?
Up and down.
And your husband?
Pretty much the same. Nothing's really changed on any of those levels.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm just taking care of me. I'm not responsible for changing them. The only thing I can change is me.
Right, exactly. The other piece that's coming forward, too, regarding your... you say that the next thing started about 2 years ago, though, right?
Yeah, about 2 years ago. It was so bad that I couldn't drive.
Yeah. Again, whatever's going on has to do with your not. Again, they're talking about something that you're not. That you're looking at in a way that is not allowing you the freedom of movement.
Okay.
Now, how does that fit in your life?
Well, the answer that I got when I asked was that, or when I did the breath work, I went to the back of the neck and I found some pressure points that opened
uh-huh.
up my breath right away. And when I asked what this was about, they said that it was that I can't. and, you know, that I can and that I have the power of I can.
Yes.
And, so, you know, that...
So what part of that aren't you accepting or acting on?
Well, I'm moving into taking some classes that are not easy, anatomy and physiology.
Uh-huh. And what are you going to do with those?
Pardon?
What are you going to do with them?
I'm going to study a new therapy. Well, I don't know how new it is, but a therapy called integrative manual therapy.
Uh-huh.
And it's a marvelous therapy that I have been using on my neck that has helped tremendously. It's a hands-on therapy, and so I would like to study this and share it with people, and perhaps even make a living at it.
So are you trying to be? Do you want to be a practitioner in this?
Yes.
And how long are the courses?
The first step is to take the anatomy and physiology.
Okay.
And so I've got to get that done. And then the classes will take anywhere from 2 to 3 years.
And so how does this affect...
But, you know, this neck thing has been going on for a long time, and I
yeah.
would like to move on because it really is holding me back.
Right.
And it really, it keeps me down. The pain is tremendous. So
But the underlying issue has to do with your reluctance of saying the truth of something, and again they're not showing me what that truth is. They're saying that you actually know what that truth is. What part of your life are you not accepting right now, Melody, that you're giving a hard time about? Huh?
It's the same thing, my relationship at home.
And so what steps have you taken to shift that?
Well, this would be a step to shift that, because then I could be self-supporting.
And is that scary for you?
To be self-supporting?
Uh-huh.
At this age? In this, yes.
Yeah.
You know, in this economy, to go out and get a job right now would be next impossible.
And so do you understand that by holding those beliefs you perpetuate the fact that you can't do it?
Okay.
And so the idea here is the beliefs that of what you, so for example, is that by holding the beliefs that I'm afraid to move forward for fear that I can't support myself because I'm not old, because I'm older and I can't get it, you know, this would change my life, would be scary, sets up the physicality of the pain that stops you from moving into your power.
Okay.
See, it's very hard to do body work if your neck's hurting.
Yeah, it's hard to do anything.
Yeah. And so the idea here is that what's going on is you're living in the future rather than the now.
Okay.
Take a look at the idea that they're laying this out for you. What's happening is by thinking about what you can't do, you bring that forward to yourself.
That's what you were saying earlier.
Yes. And so what happens here is by, instead of worrying about, if I do this, will I be able to support myself, I'm afraid to do that right now. You see, you're into 2 years from now. Be here now and take each step by saying to yourself,
Let me get the right words for you. It's not about asking how, because you don't want to ask the question that actually creates an answer. What you want to do is allow your subconscious and the universe to bring the answer to you. So what you want to do is actually say to yourself, why do I feel open to learning all there is to know about whatever this program is?
Why?
No, you don't answer the question. That's the you just pose that question, and your subconscious will answer it for you. It may not come with an actual answer. What's being said here is, if you, instead of rephrasing the, instead of saying the question is, why can't I get this? Why can't I heal my neck?
Mm-hmm.
All right. When you say, why can't I heal my neck? You are constantly in the circle of having a neck that hurts. Rather say, why does my neck feel free, pain-free? Don't worry about how to answer it. Don't worry about how to solve it. Allow the universe to bring it forward. Why do I feel confident being financially free? Why do I feel confident in knowing everything will work out okay? And it's not about asking what's going on here is by phrasing those questions and not expecting an answer, but allowing the answer. There's a big difference. By allowing the answer to show up in your life, you allow the universe the freedom to bring it to you in any way it can.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, just pose the question, and then when it shows up, that's answered.
Yeah, but don't worry about the answer.
The
issue is not the answer. The issue is rephrasing your questions from a point of being grateful for what you have by asking, why am I so happy right now? Or why do I feel so complete? Or why do I walk through life fear-free?
Mm.
And notice notice what changes. Just notice what changes.
Okay.
Without expecting a verbal answer. Just allow the question to be there to be answered by the universe.
Okay. Well, a lot of times when I put a question out there, I get an answer before I finish the question.
Yes, but the answer, the questions you're asking are what's wrong rather than what's right.
Okay.
Well, and
I don't often ask what's wrong. I just ask for, let me see. Do I ask for what's wrong?
Well, so what's the question you've been asking?
I usually ask for guidance.
Okay, and so how do you phrase the question?
I try to put my questions in a positive, on the positive side.
Right.
So that I'm not asking for a gimme or a something that's negative, but more along, is this the right thing?
But the concept that's coming forward here is not for you to ask in. This is not about opening your records, your Akashic records. It's not about opening your Akashic records and asking the why question. That's not what this is about.
Okay.
This is not about working in the records. It's about, you can ask the records for clarity on different areas, but what the record keepers are now telling you is a different technology to be able to shift your energy so that you're not focused on lack.
Okay. All right. I do need to change that focusing on lack.
Right.
And I understand that real clearly.
Yeah, so you say, so if somebody is going around saying, why don't I have enough money? Or I don't, you know, I don't know what's wrong with me. Why don't I have any money? Or why do I keep, you know, doing the same things over and over again? Or why can't I get ahead? Or what, you know, that kind of, those kinds of questions are coming from lack. It needs to be turned around by saying, why am I so happy and content? And it's not even about, it's really just about allowing the universe to bring to you the different clues that will fill in the blanks of those questions.
Okay.
It's not really magic so much as a difference in the way of your thinking. Remember that energy is magnetized by energy.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And so when we ask questions without expecting an answer, but allowing the answer, we move into the attraction of the information.
Okay. All right.
So when we ask a why question, we set up a situation that allows the universe to bring us the information without locking it in. I mean, without locking in an answer of what's wrong with us.
And it doesn't lock in an answer.
Yeah. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, because I think being open and it's about allowing.
It is about allowing.
And, you know, there's free will, and when you allow something without, like you said, without locking it in,
right,
looking for a locked-in answer, then you're allowing the variables that can happen.
Right.
And the variables have to do with free will and choice.
Correct.
And so when you get an answer, then you have the free will to act on it.
Right.
But when you change things around, that I am pain free.
Right.
But what I.
But it doesn't. You don't say I am pain free. You say why am I? Why is my neck pain free?
Why is my neck pain free?
Right.
Okay.
And just let it be without expecting an answer.
I've been wondering what is there that's giving me pain in the neck.
Well, there's a lot of things in your life that are a pain in the neck.
Oh yeah. The going back to the Salem and past life.
Yes.
I have had questions about that in the past. I've had feelings like, okay, yes, I was there.
Yep.
And not knowing what happened, but knowing that I was most likely there. And also knowing that it was not a good time, to put it lightly, not a good time to be there.
Well, it had to do with you giving up your power, very similar to what's happening now.
Okay. And that's what came up with this in the breathwork yesterday, was that I can do what I need to do and what I want to do, and I have the power to do it.
Yeah, so create that as a why question. Why do I have the power to do what I need to do and the resources to do it?
The resources. That's,
yeah.
Okay. So the resources is turning lack around.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So the idea is so you say, why is that, why does that happen? You see? Why do I have that? Does that make sense? Now do you understand what we're talking about?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so is it to do what I need to do or to do what I desire to do?
What you want to do.
what I want to do.
Okay. Yeah, see, want and need have nothing to do with, and it was like, what's the point if you don't want what you need, why bother wanting it?
Okay. Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, there was like, if in fact you're struggling with, I need to do this or I want to do this, you have to get clear about what you truly want, and it's not about need. Do you get that?
Yes. Well, I have been, I've always known that I would be doing something in a healing, alternative healing modality.
Uh-huh.
And looking for which one, where it would be and what it would be.
Uh-huh.
And something that I would, could make a living at. And it's become clear to me that this is what it would be, is the integrative manual therapy.
Well, that's great, but the idea here is you have to feel really good about doing it. There was like, don't worry about, there was, you're putting on that you have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And what's being said is you don't have to do anything. Just enjoy doing it and do it.
Okay.
See, don't go to the future. Stay in the now.
All right.
Okay? And with that, we have to close because I have to shut I have to get off the air.
I'm watching the clock, too.
Yep.
So, thank you.
You're welcome. And I just want to tell you and remember. So I'm going to say goodnight to you now, Melody.
All righty.
You be well.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I'll... Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Well, I want to say to the rest of you, I want to remind you all that for the first 10 people who call my number at 216-691-1233 or email me at info@akashicwisdom.com who want a telephone consultation, they're only going to be $100. So the first 10 people are going to get a real bargain because you're going to be saving $44 because they're normally $144 for an hour. So you have got yourself a bargain if you want it. Okay, I'm going to have to shut the program down, but I want to thank you all for listening. And with that, we close the records by saying, I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of all these wonderful listeners of the Akashic Wisdom Radio Show. And with that, we close the records by saying, amen, amen, amen. The records of this show on January 25th, 2009 are closed. Good night, everybody. Have a great miracle-filled week. Bye-bye.